Hey everybody, Shane here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friend's music record shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. This Friday, new records from Deer Hunter, Turnpike Troubadours, Glenn Hansard, My Chemical Romance, Sublime with Rome, and The Decemberist. Almost every Saturday they do live in-store performances. This Saturday, October 10th, 2 to 4, live in-store performance from Lutheran. Check them out online, Facebook, Twitter, musicrecordshop.com.
We are Nothing Set in Stone,
and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Going on, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out with the guys of Nothing Set in Stone. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I can tell you guys, this is definitely a first for me. The first podcast in a U-Haul storage unit.
So welcome.
Yeah,
represent.
Thanks for sharing. 1129.
Yeah. No, this is a Lop C, guys.
Yeah. You should come by tomorrow for the auction.
There actually is an auction tomorrow.
I know. Speak serious.
There's an auction tomorrow. Something I don't know. Yeah, it's about this auction. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, this is cool. I mean, it's a nice little setup. It's actually a pretty genius idea. I mean, you got plenty of security here. You got tape, film recording all the time. You got mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about any of your stuff wind up missing somehow.
Yeah, it's climate controlled and 24-hour access security cameras. Just right. Like you're saying, so
and cheap
and yeah. Cheap.
Yep. Cheap through some glue, man.
Through carpet on the floor, through some egg crates up, and some carpet up on the walls, and it does pretty damn good for what we need.
Yeah,
it's nice being able to come here anytime. You know, 24 hours. They got carts and ramps for loading in and out, so
yeah,
does the job pretty damn good.
And they got Cyndi Lauper on, so you know.
Hell yeah. All day.
Need some video for that. Shit.
So these guys have a big weekend coming up. There's two chances to catch them this weekend. Saturday, October 10th at Pops for the Divide the Empire album release party.
Yeah.
With you got Divide the Empire, Divine Sorrow, Pirate Signal, Midnight Reveille, and these guys, Nothing Set in Stone. We Are United presents. So that's a pretty big deal. I listened to their we had Divide the Empire on a week or so ago and got to listen to that record. It's good stuff, man. Cool. I like those guys. They're a lot of fun, so it should be a good party.
They seem like real cool guys. What I heard that they've been kind of sneak previewing has been really cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to hear the whole record.
Yeah. And Divine Sorrow, I've had Brian and Paul from the band on the show, and they're involved in like this reality show project called It's a Hard Rock Life. And they so they filmed a bunch of stuff, and I think it's like, you know, in the editing process and all that kind of thing. So hopefully we'll be able to see it somewhere
soon and stuff, but it was fun talking to those guys about that. We got into a little bit of Divine Sorrow stuff, but those guys can jam too, so it'd be fun.
I've heard a lot about those guys.
Yeah.
Been around for a grip, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been a bit for, they had a good thing running with, for a while with Keishi. They were doing a bunch of stuff with them, like any of the, you know, parties and stuff they were putting on. They played a lot of those Keishi things, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They always seem to stay pretty active.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, definitely. And then Sunday, October 11th at Cicero's in Del Mar Loop. What we got? We got Saul, Nervous Pudding, One Day, and
Fall Beneath the Crown.
Fall Beneath the Crown. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know a lot of these guys except for I know Nervous Pudding. I met them or I saw them with Shaman's Harvest a bit
over
ago
at the Duck Room.
Yeah, the Duck Room. That was cool.
We played with them a long while back, haven't we?
Before
I was even in the band, you guys.
We played with John, and he was in a different band a long time ago.
I gotcha.
You know, back in the early days.
It was at House of Rock, wasn't it?
It was at the House of Rock, yeah.
Buddy of mine, a guy named Charles Tadlock, actually just played with Nervous Pudding at Bat Creek. It was the same day as the Ink Spot Block Party, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was up in,
we've seen them dudes,
I think it was
up
in Louisiana, up further up north.
Right on.
We've seen them dudes up at the Point Fest. They were on the side stage. Mm-hmm. Same place as where Fivefold was at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you, it's worth checking out this band Saul, though. They're a regional touring act.
Okay.
They're coming in from Sioux Falls. And they're real cool guys. Yes. I've been talking to them on Facebook and stuff. They're going to be in town on Sunday night, so make sure to say what's up to those guys and party with them a little bit. They're ready to hang out in the Lou.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come out. You guys are selling tickets to both shows, right?
On
Facebook, you can get a hold of them. And
got them on our Facebook and on our website.
And website.
We got links for it.
Yeah.
So, first time with our new singer, Justin. So, looking forward to getting him out there with us, too. So,
I guess
it'll be a fun weekend.
We should probably go around the room. I forgot to do that part. But if you guys want to introduce yourself so everybody knows your voices at home and...
I am Charlie Bean. I play drums.
I'm Sean McMullen. I play guitar.
Phil Billingham. I play bass.
I'm Justin Ranton.
There you go.
I know my name.
Yeah.
I'm the new singer, and I'm excited to be a part of this group.
Yeah,
we're all very excited to have
Bond
Justin.
Yeah, right.
You didn't do the James Bond thing.
Yeah.
It's the four-letter thing starting with a B.
Sean
thing,
is also my middle name too. So
Sean.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Mine was right. So
that's
I don't
fucking weird, dude.
It's too bad you don't have a J in the middle. You could have been Sean John. You'd be a
very Irish
motherfucker.
Wow.
Sean's an Irish name, so we should have two Seans. You know.
All right.
There you go.
Two Seans too many.
All
right. I got a buddy, Sean O'Brien, that's a comic, and he does a joke about being Irish, and his full name is Sean Michael, he's got two middle names. Anyway,
yeah.
Sean Michael O'Brien, whatever the middle, the other one is, like, I forget now. Ruined his joke, but anyway.
Hey, motherfucker!
You know what? That joke was more funny because you.
Yeah. But he, that's exactly the same kind of thing. He's, you know, just that's how Irish he is. He's got.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome. This is it's exciting times to get to hang out, talk to you guys, get to meet up, and we got new music coming out. We got a new singer. We got
new everything. Yeah. Pretty much. It's been an interesting time for sure lately here.
Yeah. So the old stuff, the previous record is, it came out in August?
August
7th,
yeah.
So,
just let that out not too long ago.
Yeah.
We recorded that with Matt down in Encapsulated.
So,
we just had that come out back in, I think it was very beginning of August, wasn't it?
August 7th
August
is when 7th. We released
first
it.
Week.
Yeah. So Arise, their six-song EP with Matt Amelong, produced and stuff. That he's been killing it with some of the local music these days. And
I don't even know how he has time in his day to eat and sleep because he just does so much, man.
Yeah.
But he does kill it, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that record is available. through your website, nothingsetinstone.com,
that's and Bandcamp
and everything.
iTunes.
Yeah.
Any merch booth at any show.
Amazon, yeah. Everywhere.
But yeah, so it's cool to see, you know, you guys just put out a project, and then now you have Justin and the band, and then you guys are already putting out a bunch of demo stuff for new material and stuff, and it's like, it's cool to see that even though you got that out, like, you guys haven't slowed down at all. You know, it's like, some bands would, you know, maybe, work a while with the album and stuff, but it's cool that you guys are just, you know, keeping momentum going, running with it, and and especially with the new singer and stuff. And
yeah, we definitely wanted to have some stuff out there where, you know, people could hear, you know, our newest member on it, and
definitely,
you know, be able to, you know, get him out there and introduce to everybody. So
yeah,
and that fits into the name of the band, right? Nothing Set in Stone. So it's constantly evolving, constantly moving, and forward. Charlie likes to say, "Let's keep it going forward." So.
Yeah.
And just keep on keeping on, man.
You know, and it's cool because even though that record is from, you know, the past time of the band, that's part of what made Nothing Set in Stone what it is today. You know, that record paved the way for me to be here. The fans that have supported that record, that's the reason why I'm here today, to even have a band to sing for. So eternally grateful for that process to even happen. So.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop selling it. We're going to keep pushing it out there and hope you guys love it.
It's a great album. We had a blast recording it. And,
it's awesome.
You know, probably look to record with Matt again in the future. And definitely.
We just went and visited Matt a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yep, we ran into him. He was, you remember who he was recording? He was recording somebody when we were
recording
just
vocals
finished somebody.
For the Hush List with Chris.
Chris Curd, Rick Moore.
Chris Curd, yep.
Victor.
No, they were just doing vocals that day. They worked. It was like perfect timing because we all got off work and we had to drive from out here all the way down there and like rush out. It was like the grinder getting down there, you know, and then we get down there and
hung out for maybe like 5-10 minutes outside, smoking a cigarette. I think I lit a cigarette right when we got out of the car. And
I had messaged Matt earlier, like, you cool with this day, whatever, are we still cool to meet at the studio? And, you know, he was down there working and recording, and you know, it's like he just didn't have time to quite get back, and we just like, fuck it, we're going on a limb, we're going down there, we're gonna do this, and you know, if nothing else, we'll try another day, And we get up to the door and encapsulate, and we ain't been there in a little while because it took some time to produce and do all that good stuff, and it's like, all right, now what? I can't get in. There's a code on the door. I'm like, it was weird, like some ninja voodoo Jedi shit just came to me.
Some kind of jingle or something. I remember. I can't remember, man.
There's like
the
combination
of
numbers like
makes
a saying.
Yeah,
and
some kind of
somehow like in mid sentence he was saying that, and I was just like, I just pushed some numbers and opened the door. I think Charlie just about like fell over on the concrete.
Yeah.
And
right.
We started walking in, and then I don't know if you've ever been down there, but you gotta like go through the perimeter doors, and then to get into where their studio is like a separate little suite. And so we go in there, and he's walking out, and Chris has a keyboard, and they're like packed up and ready to go. It's like, hey man, here you go. We handed him a plaque with the CD and all that good stuff. And
some artwork put up in
it. It was like perfect timing because they were on their way out and we just barely got in. And it was like, I don't know.
Hung out and talked for a minute while they're loading up. And
shot the shit, and it, you know, it was wham bam, thank you, man. But, you know, karma was on our side, man. Just two worlds collide for that split second.
Yeah. Reminds me of that.
Really cool.
Matt is a busy, cool man.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of that South Park episode stuff with Tali, and where they were like, "That's the melody to Funky Town."
I think it is. I think it's the melody. You don't want to get too many secrets away.
Doot 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 doot. Doot.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, they.
Speaking of Hush List, that's a cool band.
Yeah,
those guys have an awesome freaking sound.
Yeah.
I love them at
they're so
true. Spot. Yeah.
Yeah, man, they do some really cool stuff. I mean, it's innovative. You know, when you're in the scene and you see rock bands and they're rock bands, see? Mm-hmm. But when somebody does something original and it really catches your ear, like there's so much. You know, I'm from Dallas, and there's so much talent in Dallas, so many freaking bands. And I was really concerned when I moved up here about the music scene because there wasn't like. In Dallas, we have a place called Deep Ellum, and that's where everybody goes to play. And it's like three solid blocks of venues, and everybody goes and plays constantly. But here, it's not like that. It's more spread out. So I was really concerned about how much originality was going to be here. But yeah. That was one of the first bands that struck me when we saw them at Inkspot. Man, it really caught my ear. Great group of guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of solid talent in that band, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're all refined musicians, and they've had other projects.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, a lot of them have done, you know, tour stuff with other bands and done a bunch of other things. And
yeah, I mean, Bon alone, he just was featured at, what was he in that show with at the Verizon Amphitheater a couple weeks ago?
You're playing with Hurt.
Yeah, he
featured on Hurt. He's like featuring in all these acts that are coming through town just, you know, because
he
made a lot of connections on the Brook Royal Tour or something.
Well, Hurt, Victor, and Rec used to tour with Hurt. Victor still does, but I think Rec stepped down, and that's how Bon got. I believe that's how he got hooked up with those guys too to play with that Hurt show, and Chris has done a bunch of stuff, various projects, and himself. I went to school with Chris. I've known him. Long time now, so it's cool to see that, you know.
Dude, he's such a genuine cat, man. Like, yeah. When we kind of barely knew him walking into the whole thing with Matt again, and
that's a cool band name.
He was just really
genuine cat.
All right. Write that shit down. Yeah. But yeah, he didn't really know us. We kind of knew him kind of thing, and he sat there and just shot the shit like it was nothing. Like, he was just super down to earth and just one hell of a dude, man.
Yeah. A lot of time the guys that have been, you know, in the scene have been playing in bands and playing out, you know, for a good chunk of their life or for a good amount of time. There's a sense of camaraderie, it seems like, with all of them. They know where you're coming from. You know where they're coming from. We've all, you know, done similar stuff. And it's always good talking to the guys that are, you know, busy, active musicians, because you always learn something shooting the shit with people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially guys that are doing something, you know, right up your alley.
The struggle is real.
Oh, yeah. Alive and well.
So Justin, what brings you to the St. Louis area from Texas?
From Dallas? Yeah. You know, I'll make a long story short. I came up here last year for this bike rally called Rat Run.
Yeah.
And I rode around with my buddy Kyle, and I just like the area. You know, I've been looking for a change of scenery, and next thing I know, I'm looking for jobs up here. I found a recruiter, and I got offered a job from a local company, and they moved me up here. I came up May 1st, and yeah.
So then, how do you guys become connected? You guys did some kind of auditions and stuff, right?
Yeah, we'd held some auditions after Nick had left the group.
Yeah.
We'd had a few people come in, you know, and then had a couple tryouts, a few different people, and then Justin was one of the last guys that had hit us up, and I had actually talked to him a little bit, emailing back and forth. We had we put an ad up, just, you know, looking for a singer.
Yeah.
And I liked him. He seemed like a cool, straight-up guy, and we had him out, showed him some of the stuff, and it seemed like the first night he came out, I mean, you know, a couple of the other, you know, people we were looking at, they had a good sound, or they, you know, came and tried out, and it was just, you know, just didn't work out, you know, mm-hmm. schedule-wise, or just, you know, style-wise, and then Justin, though, I mean, it was the first night he'd come out, and it seemed like we just kind of kicked it off, and seemed like that first night we were actually writing and playing, you know, just the songs, and, you know,
when it clicks,
you know, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can tell a lot of times, you know, within the first song that you play with somebody, if, you know, is this someone that I, you know, I'm going to be able to, you know, jam with? And it seemed like it just, right from the bat, that first night, we're like, yeah, we like this guy. We keep having him come back out.
Definitely. So. Yeah, that's cool. That's exciting, man.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of, you know, a lot of songs in the works right now. We've wrote constantly pretty much since we've, you know, met up with him and recorded a little bit.
It's been a lot of writing. It's been
got some more recording coming out probably. Yeah. And
the so yeah, a couple of the demos you guys have been slipping out there on the Facebook and things, and giving everybody a chance to hear some of the new stuff that you guys are working on with Justin. And I really like Hangman. That one that one stuck out to me a lot. I was like, man, that's a damn good tune right
there. That was one of the first songs we did with Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was actually the first song.
Was that the first?
It was literally the first.
Yeah, that's when it hit.
They played this riff for me, and the first night is when I heard it. They played this riff for me, and I brought my gear, and I tracked a few things, you know, and recorded that song and went back and started working on it. I think I came back with some vocals that I tracked over the band rehearsal recording and sent back, and they're like, yeah, that's good, man. They all dug it really. And we came out and we played it live, and it was like, we knew that was, you know, that
just
was
kind of looked at each other and shook our heads like, yep, this is what we're doing. Kept going.
Just kept going from there. And we decided to go track that demo with our buddy Josh Evans.
Yep.
And
good old friend.
He helped us get some solid tracks down that we could share with the world. And
I was singing along to it today. I started I probably listened to it two or three times, and
cool.
But yeah, just that especially on the chorus, you know, the chant, the hang, yeah, you know, it's just it's fun.
That was the last minute thing that we threw in there too. That was something that I think Justin had thrown up. He's like, let's just all stand there and chant it and throw it in. It worked like a charm.
So yeah,
we like it.
I can see that being real cool.
It was kind
great idea.
Figuring like the whole theme of the song with this hangman and like really bringing it back in time to when hangings used to take place, and like you'd have a whole crowd of people watching and chanting, and like that's where the idea spawned from, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for the chanting for sure.
And for the chanting part, and it just really made sense for that song.
Medieval justice.
Yeah, for real.
Brought to you.
That's cool that you like that song, though. I mean, I'm curious, being a music lover like yourself, what do you kind of, just off the few times you listen to it, what do you kind of feel from that song? What do you get out of it? I always like to ask people, because, you know, I write the lyrics, and I wonder what people interpret.
I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, I'm real big into singer songwriter stuff. I like I love the storytelling of songs, and you know, sometimes I'll sit there and I'll, you know, listen to the lyrics and I'll, you know, take on my own meanings or whatever it is.
That's
and
the beauty of music,
right?
Yeah,
but then
one song can touch a thousand, a million, a world of people, in a different way, man.
Sure,
yeah, you sing it to 100 people and they sing it back for you know, whatever their reason is, 100 different reasons right back at you, you know?
Sure.
That's the bone chilling experience, man.
For that one, a lot of the what struck me was the guitar work and then just the melody of it through the chant and things. So I'll probably have to go back and, you know, follow along reading the lyrics and really get to properly answer your question. But
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, man. Yeah. I just was curious, you know, some people.
But yeah, no, it was fun though. I really
did
enjoy
the solo in that too. The guitar work.
It's going really good. Yeah.
When we think about writing songs, one thing I always try to center in, and an old friend of mine, Brandon, and if he ever hears this, Brandon Deaton.
Shout out to Brandon.
Brandon Deaton.
What up, Brandon?
He's a guitar player that I worked with in a couple of projects back in the day, and you know, one thing that he always said that has just resonated with me through the years is if they can play it on a tennis racket or play air guitar to it, it's going to be a hit. It's going to be something that people want to jam. And that's the approach I try to take, especially songs like that. You know, it just grinds away, it rocks, you know, bob your head, you want to play that lead in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, we try to find that, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, when you guys, hopefully you guys play this weekend, but I just imagine when you guys get out there playing in front of a crowd and things are going to start getting a little rowdy and everybody's going to chant along with you guys. And
that's what we're hoping for, man.
Yeah.
Be able to pick up on that song.
That's fun.
Be able to chant along with us.
Yeah.
Sure.
The other guys, there's a couple other bands actually that practice up here with us. We play on the main level, like right when you walk in the door over here, and then in the basement there's Alternative Outcome. They're awesome.
Alternate Outcome. Yeah.
Long day, sorry about that. Yeah, they're a great sounding band. They've you know, just they've been selling a lot of tickets, doing a lot of shows. And upstairs, there's another band upstairs, so, you know,
yeah,
we get to have some other musicians down here sometimes that'll pop in and
sure,
listen to us in the writing process or right after we finish something. That was one that seemed to stick out to those, all the,
Scar,
you know, all the guys that have come
Scar
through.
Atlas.
Scar Atlas. Yep.
Yeah.
I actually used to jam with one of the guys in that band. Good old Tony Pepperoni. Shout out to Tony.
Is that who that is? I saw him comment on your page today. Yep. That's funny.
Yeah.
Tony, is that his real last name?
I don't think
so. Is he just that Italian? Or is he really
Pat
Pepperoni?
Suave.
He's suave.
Everybody loves pepperoni.
I don't anymore.
Tony
pepperoni.
The funny thing is, every time you see that dude, he's like eating pizza.
Yeah. So maybe that's the connection. I think he's a goddamn Ninja Turtle. It's Casey Jones. That's who he is.
The Ninja Turtles came to Dallas and ate at a place called Serious Pizza whenever they were getting ready to release the new movie that they just came out with. All the actors came down to Deep Element dressed up.
Hmm.
It was pretty cool. Good to see.
I remember seeing the Ninja Turtles at Six Flags in the mid-90s when the first batch of movies came out and stuff.
Costumes. I love those movies so much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I remember going
the original man.
And they had like a, you know, it was kind of like that. It's kind of like that Vanilla Ice video, like the, you know, they were they're out there dancing with them, and so they kind of did like that. They had like a, you know, choreography and songs and stuff, and like, but the turtles were up there putting on a show and
the fun
beating up the other
mutants. Is that whole Ninja Turtle concert thing? They went on tour with what's her name? She used to be on American Idol, but one of the judges.
Paula
Abdul, and she had this like weird cat character that used to come out. So it was like this costume party concert. It was hysterical, man.
I don't know. I can't think of the cat's name, but yeah, it was like two steps forward, one step back, or something kind of song. Like, I don't know. Not a big Paula Abdul fan, but
you're not.
I know some pop culture.
It's called Opposite Attract.
Sean with the title.
Sean
getting deep.
See,
with
the thing is that Sean was old enough to actually clearly remember that.
Yeah, I was actually
being
sadly enough
5 to 10 years older than everybody
I'm
else
not
in the band.
Come on now.
I like that he held
off.
Like,
nothing wrong with being in your 40s,
man. Look at your feet. You're growing roots.
All right.
I like it.
Just messing with the show.
You sat back a little bit, just like, should I tell him what it is or not? And then just, okay, I'm going to do this.
You knew it was going to wreak havoc.
Well, you already were talking about Cyndi Lauper earlier. You know, so
Cyndi Lauper's
like,
hot.
In my own defense, I said Madonna first.
I just want to know.
I remember the last time I heard that song and said that I knew it was wrong.
First name Sean or the middle name Sean?
Yeah. I played that one back.
Well, it's both put together, man.
It's both put together.
Yeah.
So this is the Sean Sean combo.
Sean Sean. Sean Sean.
Never a dull moment with nothing set in stone.
Yeah. Why were you guys talking about Paula Abdul? Anyway, I don't.
You didn't follow
was
that conversation.
She was rocking it out in her cat outfit.
What
with
were
Vanilla
you doing
Ice
over there?
Via the Ninja Turtle 2 movie.
He was projecting Paula Abdul.
He was still thinking
space
about Cyndi Lauper over there.
Yeah, I think you guys started talking about Cyndi Lauper, and I just kind of like started thinking about
zoned
something
out
else. I zoned out. Man. I came back and we were talking about Hangman for a little bit.
Yeah,
I was talking about his cool ass solo, and then we went to Paula Abdul, and I
sit over here by Chad.
Yeah,
I'll keep coming.
Christmas is coming soon. Watch out in your local mall.
Yeah,
keep your kids. Lock your daughters up, all that good stuff. You don't want to.
Better not bring your kids.
Meet Santa Sean.
Santa Sean.
But hide your kids. It's a hide one.
You look more like the Santa guy, right?
No, man.
Yeah, I think so, dude. I think you got the Santa look, though.
Just
the creepy Santa, man.
This reminded me
of
that.
Out of control.
That Antoine Dodson. That hide your kids, hide your wife.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. They're raping everybody up in here.
Yeah. I got that guy, bought whatever the company was, I bought a shirt that's got, you know, Antoine Dodson on it.
Really?
Yeah, awesome. And he's wearing like the bandana on his head, and it's, you know, it says, had your kids, had your wife. And
that's so amazing.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. So,
all I can think about now is that music video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Those guys haven't really been doing as much anymore, that Shmoyo or whatever, YouTube channel they were putting them on. But, there was that one, and then another one I really liked was But, oh man, now I can't remember how it went. It was a new story about a guy who found like two girls in a basement or something like that, and they like saved. But like, he starts
laughing. That's all you got to say.
Yeah. Two girls in a basement.
Use your imagination.
A guy finds two girls in a basement.
Yeah, but he like
how many cups were they?
Yeah. we don't have any internet. Otherwise, I'd pull it up, right?
That's the only downfall I will say about practicing in a U-Haul. That I've experienced with this one, it's concrete everywhere. So there's no cell phone service inside now. Yeah. That you're going to be on your phone while there's people playing music.
I keep saying we should hack into this Ethernet cable upstairs here on the roof.
And get some free Wi-Fi.
Get some Wi-Fi.
All right, swordfish.
Some Wi-Fi.
So again, two chances to catch these guys this weekend. Saturday, October 10th at Pops. And Sunday, October 11th at Cicero's. Grab your tickets today.
Because it is coming up right
now. Do it now.
Do it.
Now.
Get to the chopper. So I was scrolling through some of the news today. I saw a story about a guy that called 911 because he was too high. And the cops came by his house. And they found him like surrounded by Doritos, so that was in the news today.
He built like a Dorito fort.
Yeah,
he have like a Dorito igloo. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing over here.
He just
certain people shouldn't take whatever the doctor gives them.
Right. Or they should.
Did they say what he was high on?
I don't know. I just like saw the headline. I didn't really.
He covered himself in Doritos.
You're one of those guys. You just read the headline, but you don't actually read the article to see what happened.
I'm busy. All right.
Yeah. Holy shit! That's a lot of rappers. Yeah. Yeah.
I just I like to imagine my own story in my head.
Well, that's part of the problem. Yeah.
Now I might go back and actually read it because it sounded pretty interesting. But
I mean, a high guy in Doritos. I mean, you know it was marijuana.
I'm sure.
You don't get too high on marijuana.
I'm sure he had the munchies.
You don't get that high on marijuana? You get high enough to eat Doritos.
Definitely.
What other high do you get on that makes you want to eat Doritos?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't vouch for anything.
All right. I mean, I've never been high on anything. I love Doritos, so.
High on life.
Yeah.
Life. Just remember, they turn Doritos into taco shells.
Yeah.
And put them at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is actually trying something. I don't remember where they said it was at, but they're trying out alcohol sales now.
Yeah.
They're actually selling.
They're delivering in St. Louis now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Proud sponsor of the Rock Paper Podcast, Taco Bell. Shout out to Taco Bell.
So let me get this straight. You could have
PepsiCo hit
you
him
could
up.
Have cold cock whiskey delivered to you now? Is that how that works?
Hey, what?
What? Cold cock whiskey.
Throwing out that cold
cock. Not yet. Not in Missouri. They haven't got their distributorship yet here. However, if you're going to be at Pops, they will be selling it and on special for $2.75 a shot or a mixed. It's a special they're running for us. Cold cock whiskey is an
delicious.
Awesome herbal whiskey that is out of Texas. They kind of got their start out there. At least that's where I first heard about them. And they've endorsed some bands I've been with before. And, you know, starting this new project, we're really getting, you know, the wheels turning. I thought it'd be great for us to come out of the gate. So I hit up Carol over there at Cold Cock. And sure enough, they're all about sponsoring us. And
nice.
So,
yeah. Got to
definitely be having a couple cold ones of those.
Sure.
Saturday night.
Yeah, it'll be good, man. They, it's a great product, great whiskey. If you're into whiskey and you're into like, let me take that back. It's not, if you're a bourbon drinker, this is not your drink. But if you like to get drunk, this is your drink. if you like anything with flavor, this is your drink. So pretty much anybody that's not a straight bourbon drinker, but even I'm a bourbon drinker and I like it. So it's a great product all around. You can't go wrong. And the name, Cold Cock.
Yeah, who doesn't like saying that?
Sean loves saying cold cock.
Oh, yeah.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue.
Cold cock. They're great folks, though. And they're all about supporting independent artists.
Yeah.
That's what's great about them. We were their 300th band.
Ooh.
or their 300th artist to add to their roster. And they've got some big names on there, like Nonpoint, Seven Dust, All That Remains.
Anybody good?
TV Electronics.
Nonpoint, Seven Dust, yeah, no. All That Remains.
Nothing Set in Stone.
Nothing Set in Stone. Yeah,
no.
I mean,
no, I love Nonpoint, man. And
Three of the Scope actually just got a deal with them, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. They've been on the show. Yeah. I saw Nonpoint at The Mad Magician a little while back with Head P.E., and that was a good party, man. Those guys,
dude, they throw down.
Yeah,
throw down.
I think they did a Point Fest, Seven Dust. But I haven't. Other than that, I've never seen them like headline their own stuff. But they, my, I had a front buddy, Kenny Barr, who does concert photography stuff, and he went to see them in Springfield a bit ago, and he said it was just an incredible night. And like, I actually got to hang with them backstage.
Dude,
and,
they're
like,
so cool.
And LJ came up and I gave him a big hug and all this stuff. And like, he said he was just, you know, blown away by how cool they were about everything, you know, just not just one of those bands that kind of ducks out and, you know, doesn't hang with the fans and things. They were real cool about everybody back there.
LeJohn and Morgan are really, they're the only two guys in the band I've actually formally met.
Yeah.
And every time I see them at a show, whether it's a local show or their big headlining event, they're always so cool. Just like you're saying, they hang out with the bands off stage. Yeah. They don't go hide in the green room or on the tour bus. They hang out with the bands.
Yeah.
Really cool dudes. And they've got that new record out. Have you heard it yet?
Mm-mm. No,
it is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You guys haven't got that yet, but I'm not plugging for Seven to, well, I'm kind of plugging for them because
it's a badass
record.
Yeah.
It's a badass record, but I'm a fan. So.
Yeah. And they're sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey.
And they are sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey. Huh?
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
What is your shirt saying?
Oh, look at that. It says
American Herbal Flavored Whiskey.
Cold Cock Whiskey.
American Herbal Flavored. Yeah. So, good. So herbal flavored. Let me tell you a little bit about herbal flavored. The first time I had this, you think kind of, what is herbal flavored? Well, think of like tea that gets you drunk. That's basically what it's like. It's not like it's not like vodka flavored tea flavored vodka and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's herbal. It's good, man. It's
yeah.
It's earthy.
Earth's gonna get you drunk.
I heard you're a fan of the apple whiskey.
I don't know about it. I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Well, Gabe says you're a fan of the apple whiskey, and that's all you drink.
Just driving around all tent at night.
He said tinging on the window.
Yeah. He said you like Boone's Farm too. What's up with that?
Yeah, no.
Are you a melon ball fan? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm not much on any of that stuff. Well, I did some a couple of shots since Gabe brought the apple bourbon or apple Jim Beam to the podcast, and I had a couple of shots with it. And it's good stuff, but man, I don't know. I can't. We had some Maple Crown too, and that was weird, man. It was like getting drunk at breakfast. You know, it was strange. But
reason to drink before 10 a.m.
Yeah,
put it on my
pancakes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good stuff. I just I don't know much on any alcohol really. I just I never had any the Boone's Farm or the
we gonna get you drunk Saturday night.
It's like a $2 bottle
get you
one.
Drunk.
Yeah.
It's Saturday. You ain't got no job. We gonna get you drunk
on some Cold Cock Whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to go there.
We're already there.
Yeah, we've been there.
You've been there a long time.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
that was pretty much it. We're just going to talk about Cold Cock the rest of the night.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I'm going home. Yeah,
no, Phil, you can't borrow my Paula Abdul CD.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a lot better than Hot Cock, I think, though. Like, I don't think that name would have went over as well.
Maybe if it was like a schnapps or, you know.
Hot Cock Schnapps?
I heard that was actually in the Final Four name count for when Fireball was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Schnapps?
Hot Cock or Fireball? We got Fireball.
Yeah.
What's up with Fireball? I heard it's like antifreeze. I heard that Fireball whiskey was like antifreeze or something.
I think that's just that thing that goes around a couple months or so every so often.
Don't drink it.
I don't know. People love it, though.
I mean, it's tasty.
Especially if you play country music, though. They really love it.
Twang, twang.
Country music.
Yeah. It's about in every country song right now on the radio, like something about Fireball.
Oh, they got off the red Solo cups because they couldn't afford fucking glass.
That was a couple years ago.
You can't drink out of a glass. You got to drink out of a plastic Solo cup. What are we?
It's getting rough in the hood what these days.
In college, man.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
It's the excuse for everything I hear these days.
Yeah. Kids these days are saying that. That's what I hear.
I wouldn't know because I don't have a Kick account. Or what is the other one they're on? Yeti.
Snapchat.
Redfish.
Snapchat. Yeah.
Snapchat, I don't understand. I understand it, but I don't understand it.
You understand it, but you
send
don't.
A fucking picture and a text. It's already there.
Right.
Well, you could, but you can also send video in Snapchat.
7-second video.
7 seconds. Unless you do a story. And then
hey! Oh, it's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's up, guys?
I think I listened to Stern show, and he was playing some clips of Justin Bieber, like, made some big announcement on it, and it was on his Snapchat account. And so I'm like, they were playing it, and, you know, every 7 seconds, they kind of strung them together, but you could tell, like, where each video breaks off. And,
yeah.
But it was, like, he made some announcement about, like, people taking pictures with him and stuff, and, like, you know, he's saying how, you know, if you want to take a picture with me, you know, if you're not being respectful about it, I'm not going to do it, you know, like, I'm not, and if I'm not feeling it that day, and then you keep saying something about it, and I walk away, like, you know, or it's like, I don't know, it just sounds like a real...
Some prima donna bullshit.
Yeah, right, yeah. But it's like, you know, he's saying how, you know, people want pictures with him just for that moment, he's like, but, you know, if you should really want pictures with me for, you know... You know, because of who he or I don't know, some shit, I don't know, whatever it was. Like, what it was just
being
like, this
heard about people,
yeah. It's just like, man, this sounds like
I always like the interviews that he's done. He's great interviews.
If you've got nothing but screaming 12 and 13 year old girls constantly want your picture, and you can't even take a step out of your car to your house or from the grocery store to your car to go home without getting badgered for a picture, I could see that,
sure.
But still, he's a bitch,
yeah. Well, it's the whole thing. Like, it's not even about you know, Justin anymore and stuff. It's like, it's about the selfie. You know, it's not a really, you know, oh, I met Justin Bieber and I'm a huge fan or whoever it is. It's like everybody just wants to have that selfie and like and
wants
then put
to be
it,
cool,
yeah,
and
post it on
see
Facebook.
A bunch
like
of people,
yeah,
like it,
and they want to get that everybody get likes and stuff. And
well, you can thank Mark Zuckerberg for that.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Speaking of Snapchat, find us at Snapchat, Nothing Set in Stone. I'll be setting that up tomorrow so we can send you guys some awesome pictures.
Yeah. Some snaps.
We'll send you some snaps.
Screenshots encouraged.
Yeah. You guys are on about everything else, though, I think. Like, yep. You do have the official band Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And Reverb.
We're social media whores.
Yeah. I mean, that's the...
We got the album on iTunes as well, I believe.
Yeah, the album's out everywhere. You can get it off iTunes.
Anywhere you buy music.
Spotify.
Is it at your mom's house?
I think...
Dude.
Yes. Got a couple of moms. Yeah. Mom gets down to some Nothing Set in Stone.
Which mom doesn't?
Yeah. I don't know if my mom does yet, but...
She'd probably like it.
She's been introduced.
We'll make that happen, though.
Show her some Nothing Set in Stone.
Yeah.
I want to get a Snapchat reaction from your mom of listening to Nothing Set in Stone.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You got it, man.
Cool.
Coming right up.
Sweet. I'm going to hold you to it.
Moms around the world rejoice.
That's our next show flyer. Just a bunch of moms in the crowd.
We're going to get a picture of everyone's mom in the local scene and make a flyer out of it.
Man,
bring it back.
Piss some people off.
M A N I.
Well, they say all press is good.
That'd be like a hell of a Where's Waldo flower fire. Be great.
Where's your mom? She wasn't in the picture.
Not your mom in left field, naked.
No.
Well, I was gonna another thing I want to ask you guys about. If I don't know if you guys are into sports and things, but they in Back to the Future 2, they predicted that the Cubs were going to win the World Series, and And now
that's cute.
Now we're playing the Cubs and
like this year. They predicted this year.
Yeah, well, in the movie in 2015, yeah, when they went to the future, the Cubs won the series, and that's what he says. There's a line, you know. Marty McFly looks back at this like projector image thing, and it's the Cubs win. You know, and he's like, oh my god, the Cubs won. You know, and he's like, yeah, I wish I could go back in time and put some money on the Cubs and all stuff. And so, anyway, that clip's been circling around, and every, you know, especially it's kind of getting a little eerie that the Cubs are playing the Cardinals this weekend. And
oh, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. I'm putting my money on the Cards all day, every yeah day. Period. Fuck the Cubs.
But the fact that they even made the playoffs, like the Cubs, have, you know, yeah, haven't even doing that in a while, and
hopefully they see some good sales over there at the stadium. From
as far as day, as far as I believe in professional sports, it's all rigged anyway. So yeah, probably something they put in the movie.
Sure, yeah,
it's all rigged.
We're gonna plan for this 107 years that they're gonna lose, and then eventually we're gonna put in a movie, and then in 2015 that'd be the Cubs' year to win it.
I think my first Cardinals game was the Cubs, actually.
That's like some Illuminati stuff, man. Right
there. It is Illuminati. Yeah.
Tupac's alive.
Yeah.
The last Cardinals game that I went... Oh, it was the last one. Probably been to a few since then, I guess. But the last... One of the only games I've ever been to. Not a huge baseball fan, but went to a Cardinals game back in the day when Brian Jordan was still playing for us.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like in between innings, he had caught the ball. And I'm hanging there, right, you know, like right over the, you know, the wall, and I'm like, ah, oh, throw me the ball, like yelled at him, you know. He throws it up, and it was just too far. If I would have reached any further, my little 90-pound ass would have flipped over the wall and been in the outfield, you know. And then, so he threw it, and it just didn't reach me. So he goes, oh, like I saw the sigh in his face, I'm like, son of a bitch. So he comes running back over, picks up the ball, looks right at me and throws it like three people next to me. I hated him ever since.
That's messed
true
up.
True story.
Yeah. Shout out to Brian Jordan. You owe me a baseball.
How's it going, Brian?
I'm going to officially denounce my fanship, my loyalty to the Texas Rangers.
Yeah?
I've been loyal to the Texas Rangers for 30 years of my life. I was born a Texas Rangers fan. Seeing Nolan Ryan at Ranger Stadium and then seeing all this stuff that they've had in the last few years, you know. The first week we were here, Heather, my fiance, has never been to a professional baseball game. And we were just trying to find something to do. Cubs were in town. I was like, hell, what the hell, you know, let's go down and see the game. So I bought tickets. We were sitting right on the third baseline, right on the first row. Awesome seats, right?
Nice.
But I fell in love with the Cardinals, man. There is something about the Cardinals baseball team and the stadium and the vibe and the fans and the city about baseball.
Fucking awesome.
You know, in Texas, it's all about football. Baseball's a big thing in Texas. You know, don't get me wrong. The Rangers are a big deal. But the Cardinals, it's a baseball team. It's a baseball brand, franchise, man. Yeah. You want to be a part of that.
The Cardinals know how to win.
They know how to win.
That's why...
It was awesome, man. It was a great game. It's like probably definitely the best major league game I've ever been to. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, awesome. I'm a Cardinals fan for life.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice now because I can never go back to the Texas Rangers because Texas
I was down in spot. Texas working whenever we Cardinals had just played them and beat them in the World Series a couple years back. And oh, it was a blast. It was me and, you know, another guy from St. Louis who's covered in St. Louis skyline tattoos all over his arms, you know, sitting in the bar, you know, screaming at the TV and all these other guys, and they're just looking at us like, where's our baseball bats? We're going to murder these guys. It was cool. It was really fun.
You guys have hockey
that,
here.
That was the game six, sorry, actually.
I mean to change the subject, don't you?
No, hockey actually is
that just
starting
struck
up,
my freaking mind. Like, you guys hockey have high school up hockey here.
Yep.
We high school football like crazy in Texas. Yeah. You know? High school hockey. Tell me about this. What is up with the hockey here?
Hockey here, St. Louis Blues, man.
Yeah.
Blues are a pretty damn big team, too.
I haven't seen the Blues yet. I'm going to... Opening night tonight,
we've been jinxed on playoffs, it seems like, with the Blues. But regular season, they kick ass.
Yeah.
Stars have Stanley Cup. The Blues have Stanley Cup?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
For the longest time. For the longest time, I think we held a record. I might be mistaken, but it seemed like for the longest time, we went like 20-something years in a row, it seemed like, to the playoffs consecutively without, you know, winning a cup. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. They,
high school hockey's kind of still big out here. It blew up really big back in early 2000s. Now it's, you know, there's still high school hockey out here, but it's not
is
as
it
big
like interstate, like all the you know, all the high schools, and they compete in the districts, like football and stuff. And then,
yeah, he's got leagues set up like that.
I know my school, like, wasn't as – it was like –
They did. I don't know.
They had the school name, but, like, it was as a club sport kind of thing. So everybody had to – you know, they did their own fundraising kind of stuff, and it was – all that, but they wore the school colors and name and all that stuff. But it wasn't exactly a school sponsored
game,
right?
So I know, but the football team was obviously sponsored by the school and all that. Yeah. You know, they still did fundraising things, but you know, it was all within the school.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's quite on the same level yet, but it's
You ever play football in school when you was younger?
Yeah, I played a lot of football. To my junior or sophomore year, I started having knee trouble and stuff, and I quit the team. And
football did it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also grew 4 inches in a month during my freshman year or eighth grade year, I guess. And
holy crap!
So it was a lot of my body just adjusting and things growing into it.
Yeah.
So it took a while for everything, so anyway, that's where a lot of the.
I've been 5'6 since I was in third grade. I used to be really fucking tall. Really? No, I'm just kidding. Would that be fucked up, though?
I was his height when I was, sixth grade. So,
really?
Yeah.
I still fit into, high school clothes and stuff. But.
Yeah.
I played ball in high school. I got a state championship football ring.
No shit?
That's a big deal in Texas. Yeah. State championship
ring. That's pretty badass.
That was fun, man.
Yeah.
I played football my freshman year and my senior year. I played hockey throughout high school. Did track.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, stayed active, stayed jamming.
Yeah. Yeah, I did football, basketball, and track. And then my sophomore year, like I said, quit all that. My parents divorced. I started working full-time. And I wanted to go back, but just, I got a car, had to pay for gas and all that. So I got involved in a lot of other stuff. I started doing, I was in DECA and FBLA and wrote for the school paper my senior year.
Did FBLA,
Yeah, so I did a lot of other groups in school and stuff, but stayed heavily involved in all that. Sports were a big part of my life growing up, and now it's all been replaced by music. So
awesome, man.
That's kind of the same.
Do you play music at all?
No, just super fan, yeah.
Cool.
It's fun, man. I really, I got, right after high school, I started really getting a lot more into music, going to a lot of shows, and there's, the addiction grew stronger and stronger. And,
sure.
I used to write a little blog, doing album review kind of stuff, and then I decided to start talking about bands, and led to doing this show. And
it's badass.
Yeah, so, I'm trying to work my way around town, talking to all sorts of cool people. So,
right on, man.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun getting to sit and chat with you guys, getting to hang out. Get to know you a little bit better. And
anytime, man, for sure.
But I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up. What do you guys you want to throw some tracks on? What are you guys feeling? What do you you want to put Hangman on it?
Sure, man. We'll play Hangman just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make sure you get that one.
Yeah, because that especially since we were talking about it a lot, and give everybody a chance to hear what you guys are working on.
Another one we'll probably be doing live this weekend, too. So
We'll be doing all three of the tracks we're releasing this week, actually, we'll be playing live at the show on Saturday. Yeah. So you'll get to hear that.
Sunday, too.
Yeah.
Sunday, too.
So Saturday, October 10th, Pops, Sauget, Illinois. Come on, say what, $5 tickets or $6 or something?
All the bands have them for $5 right now, trying to kind of push it over the edge.
Yeah.
Started out at $7, so we got it down to $5. Everybody's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. So get your ticket for that Saturday night. Divide the Empire, Divine Sorrow, Pirate Signal, Midnight Reveille. And then Sunday, October 11th at Cicero's, Delmarva Loop, with Salt, Nervous Pudding, One Day, and Fall Beneath the Crown. And
$10 to that one.
Yeah, two awesome opportunities to see these guys play and hear some new tunes and meet Justin and have a good time.
Come hang with the gang.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely be hanging at the merch booth and rocking out in the crowd during the other acts. So
yeah,
see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's a wrap, guys.
Ben-a-doo.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man. Thanks a lot. It was fun.
That was cool.
To judge this life.